Welcome to the Locked On Grizzlies podcast. My name is Sean Coleman. Hope wherever you are and wherever you are listening, you are having a great start to your Wednesday. Obviously, it's the slow part of the NBA season. We are past Labor Day. We are one week closer to the NBA calendar, but a lot of fun content still out there when it comes to the Grizzlies. How are they going to finalize their roster? Is there the potential for an extension or two coming down the line for a player like Jaren Jackson Jr. or Kyle Anderson? We'll certainly have to wait and see, and hopefully we'll get some other positive news as time goes on. But this week, our theme of the week is betting banter from Beal. Looking at several fun bets that are out there right now in terms of the Grizzlies as a team, in terms of individual Grizzlies themselves when it comes to the upcoming season. Yesterday, we gave reasons to be confident or cautious for the Grizzlies having a winning record in the 2021-2022 season. Today, we're going to focus on some fun ideas when it comes to what is the likelihood of a Grizzlies player winning an individual award this year. In the first segment, we're going to look at the Most Improved Player Award, where several Grizzlies could easily have a campaign that could warrant them consideration for the award. In the second segment, what about a Grizzly as Defensive Player of the Year, or at the very least, an All-NBA level defensive player? We'll look at that in the second segment. And in the third segment, one award that I think the Grizzlies clearly could have a player or two be in talks for is Sixth Man of the Year. All that on today's episode. Of course, you can find all the great content from myself as well as Locked On Grizz at Locked On Grizz for the show itself on Twitter, from me at StatsSAC on Twitter. My name's Sean Coleman. I'm a credentialed media member with the Grizzlies, have been covering the Grizzlies for 3 years now, right about them over at Grizzly Bear Blues, your host here at Locked On Grizzlies. Want to remind you to listen, subscribe, review. Let us know what you think of the show. You can find it wherever podcasts are available. Make sure you let us know what content you'd love to be discussed. We always want to provide content that is relevant to our listeners' preferences. Of course, it is Wednesday, and that means it's small market beats big market when it comes to Wednesdays on the Locked On NBA podcast. Jake Madison of Locked On Pelicans and John Corrales of Locked On Celtics take a look at the NBA week from all angles. Follow the Locked On NBA podcast today on YouTube or wherever you get. The idea of betting banter from Bill. Today, we're going to talk about individual awards when it comes to the Grizzlies roster. And the thing is that the Grizzlies have had a recent example of being able to win an individual award, though they have not won many in the history of their franchise. We're just a few days past a year ago, Ja Morant winning NBA Rookie of the Year for the 2019-2020 season. The Grizzlies have had a lot of individual recognition as of recent when it comes to their young roster and their great job drafting. They've had a lot of individual recognition for their rookies. Well, this year, because there are so many young rotation players, there's probably not going to be that same opportunity for the rookies in Zaire Williams and Santi Aldama, but there could be plenty of potential to at least get in the individual awards conversations for multiple Grizzlies on the roster. So, of course, we're referencing odds that come from one of the title sponsors of the Locked On Podcast Network, and that is BetOnline.ag. Obviously, we talked about the fact that yesterday, currently, they have the Grizzlies at 41.5 wins for the upcoming season. Well, one of the more fun, in my opinion, and hopefully encouraging odds that BetOnline.ag has, I discussed it in a previous podcast, but want to dive a bit deeper into it now, is the fact that Jaren Jackson Jr. right now has the sixth best odds of any player in the NBA when it comes to most improved player. And that certainly is something that's encouraging when you consider the fact that he'll be coming off an injury, but obviously there's still the respect and there's still the anticipation that at some point, Jaren Jackson Jr. is going to hit on his natural talent, and everyone from the Grizzlies through across the NBA hope that certainly is it this season. The top 10 players right now with the best odds, according to BetOnline.ag, to win most improved player of the year is Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Michael Porter Jr., Zion Williamson, Kevin Porter Jr., Jaylen Brown, Jaren Jackson Jr., Christian Wood, Darius Garland, Jordan Poole, and Colin Sexton. Now, over the past decade, basically, there's kind of been two paths towards someone winning most improved player during an NBA campaign. It's either a talent finally putting it all together like we saw with Julius Randle last year and becoming an all-NBA talent after a few years of flashing potential but never putting it all together in a single season. That has been the path some players have taken to win most improved player of the year. The other path is a significant talent coming off injury and having a big bounce back season. In Jaren's case, both of those opportunities certainly could be there. Now, I'm not saying that he is going to be an all-NBA level talent. He may be once or twice in his career, I feel, but I don't think it's going to be this next season. But if Jaren Jackson Jr. were to come back from injury and put together his offensive production from his second year with the league, with the defensive production that he showed at times when he came back last year, especially when it comes to his ability to create turnovers, if Jaren Jackson Jr. can put those two pieces of his game together consistently, as well as at least show a bit of improvement when it comes to his fouling, I really do think that that is a way for Jaren Jackson Jr. to firmly be in the most improved conversation, because he absolutely has a natural talent to really emerge as a go-to player for the Grizzlies. And if he does become that clear second option for Memphis this season, that allows for Memphis to find the best way to build off making the playoffs last year to once again make them this year. But this time around, it's an even better way because it's due to Jaw and Jaren being the main reasons as to why the Grizzlies are making the playoffs. Now, you've certainly got some true contenders there. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Michael Porter Jr., Zion Williamson. If Gilgeous-Alexander or Porter start to get in the All-NBA conversation, or Zion starts to even get in the top 10 MVP conversation, it's going to be hard to beat those players because Jaren probably is not going to get to that level of individual production. But when you consider his natural talent and also the fact that he is coming off injury, and you know what he can do offensively for a guy his size, as well as what he has the potential to do defensively, if he puts that all together, stays healthy, and obviously plays a big role in the Grizzlies continuing to take a step forward, that is the mixture, that is the recipe that could allow for Jaren Jackson Jr. to have a very, very solid campaign and also have a solid resume for most improved player. He's not the only one, though, that I think could be in the conversation. Another player, I talked about it with Josh Lloyd from Locked On Fantasy Basketball yesterday, obviously De'Anthony Melton. You've heard it talked about on multiple fronts. You heard it talked about from Kostya Mevedovsky, the creator of the Darko Projections analytics model. He talked about last year De'Anthony Melton was the most improved player in the NBA according to Darko last season. You've seen a few others talk about how well De'Anthony Melton impacted the game. Keith Parrish talked about it. Josh Lloyd talked about it. It's clear De'Anthony Melton makes a positive impact whenever he's in the game on both ends of the court. It's clear he is the best complement in terms of right now with Ja when it comes to playing winning basketball or being in an advantageous position for the Grizzlies. If he can continue to make that type of impact, but can do it where he's playing 25 to 30 games a night, you could start to see in De'Anthony Melton a Jeremy Grant type jump in terms of De'Anthony Melton's value that we saw from Grant in Detroit once Grant took on a much bigger role. So De'Anthony Melton, again, probably wouldn't win the award, but at least would be in the conversation. If you can see Melton increase his minutes per night, 8 to 10 minutes this season, and he can continue to shoot like he did last year, plus make the defensive impact that he did, that's clearly someone that could be an unexpected part of the conversation. But also, just like I talked about with Shai or Michael Porter Jr. or Zion Williamson, these unexpected third-year leaps that are higher than many expected, where you have a clearly talented player, an up-and-coming star who takes that third-year jump to be an all-star, but also be in the NBA conversation, that certainly is on the table for Ja this year. If Ja Morant really steps up, if he improves his three-point shooting significantly and turns into a guy that is averaging 20-plus points, 8-plus rebounds a night on good shooting peripherals as well, that's the type of guy who becomes an all-star and obviously could get into that All-NBA campaign. If Ja Morant takes that type of leap, that also is a guy who could be in the most improved conversation. And I think of these three players I mentioned, Ja taking that type of leap probably is the best way for a Grizzlies player to win most improved player. But that is the whole point in this, is that when it comes to the most improved player award, I think that if a Grizzlies player, or even multiple Grizzlies player, put together a solid case for that award, that is a clear indication that things are certainly breaking right for Memphis. Things are going well. Through betting on their young talent, the Grizzlies are still in the playoff conversation. I think that's a good barometer for this season. If you can make cases for multiple Grizzlies, especially Jaren Jackson Jr., Ja Morant, DeAnthony Melton, to an extent even Dylan Brooks or Kyle Anderson, if multiple Grizzlies can be looked at as having solid cases for most improved player of the year with the young roster the Grizzlies have, that certainly is a good indication that the Grizzlies are doing well this next season and that the roster is continuing to progress and mature and move forward at an encouraging rate. I don't think there's a very solid chance any Grizzlies player wins it. While Jaren Jackson Jr. may have the best odds, I think a significant jump from Ja Morant is what would give a Grizzlies player the best chance to win the most improved player. But in general, multiple Grizzlies being in the conversation would be a really good sign that this has been a better than expected season next year for the Grizzlies and would be a really good sign that they're moving towards being the sustainable winner we all hope they will eventually become in the near future. But besides the individual improvement of certain players, I do think one area, one aspect of this roster that you can bet the most on is this Grizzlies defense once again being very good. And if that's the case, could one or two players potentially emerge as a surprise contender for not only Defensive Player of the Year, but at least to get an All-NBA Defensive Team nod? We'll look at that in just a second. Speaking of ways to improve your defense, as we're talking about the Grizzlies being in the most improved and all defensive conversations, one way you can improve your defense if you may be susceptible to excessive sweating when it comes to high temperatures is sweat block wipes. Regardless of the situation that you're in, get your confidence back with sweat block wipes. Doctor created and doctor recommended. They can work up to 7 days, and there is a dry shirt guarantee. If sweat block doesn't keep you dry, you get your money back. It's been featured and tested on The Rachel Ray Show. It's been a bestseller on Amazon for the past 10 years with over 13,000 reviews. It's definitely your little source of confidence to once again get out in the summer, wear what you want to wear without the threat of excessive sweating. It should be a part of anyone's toiletry bag. And if you or someone you know does suffer from excessive sweating, there are many different ways you can find SweatBlock. You can go to CVS or check out Amazon, or you can go to sweatblock.com right now, put in the promo code LOCKEDON, and get 20% off your next order from SweatBlock wipes. Get your confidence back in the summer again. Try SweatBlock wipes today. This past weekend, college football returned, and of course, if you're someone like me who just enjoys the game for itself, besides the fact that I'm a Vols fan, you may have a situation where you want to watch three or four different games at one time. Well, does this sound familiar? You've got one device that lets you catch the game, another that lets you stream your favorite shows, you're watching sports highlights on your phone, and you've got your neighbor's best friend's login for the good stuff, so you can be able to watch all the games on all the different channels. Well, I want to tell you about a simple way to get all that entertainment you love without the hassle, and a great way to finally get your TV together. It's called DirecTV Stream, and it brings your live TV and on-demand favorites together like never before, so you can watch your favorite sports, movies, and shows all in one place. That means no more juggling remotes and no need to buy another device ever again. And the best part, there's no annual contract. So get rid of the clutter and the confusion and get your TV together with DirecTV Stream. You can learn more at DirecTV.com. That's DirecTV.com. Compatible device required. Contents vary by package. So we're continuing our theme this week, betting banter from Beal, a three-part series when it comes to the Grizzlies and some fun bets that are out there for them this upcoming season. In the first segment, I talked about how multiple Grizzlies, specifically Jaren Jackson Jr., De'Anthony Melton, as well as Ja Morant, all could put together a solid campaign where they could at least be in the conversation for most improved player. And the reason why you could see multiple Grizzlies having that chance is because of the platform that's there. This is the perhaps going to be the youngest team going into next season. And it's a team where you have players up and down the roster who have consistently showed the ability to not only improve, but improve to a higher level than many thought they would at this point in their careers. So the Grizzlies as a roster have a platform where multiple players can show the progression they need to be in the most improved player conversation next season. I think that same train of thought extends itself to multiple Grizzlies being in the conversation of getting recognized for their defensive efforts. Now, when it comes to BetOnline.ag right now, when it comes to NBA Defensive Player of the Year, Jaren Jackson Jr. and Dylan Brooks, respectively, have the 18th and 20th best odds to win the NBA Defensive Player of the Year award. The thing about it is this, though, is that that is very, very highly unlikely. Typically, the Defensive Player of the Year award goes to the best defensive player on one of the top three or four best defensive teams. And usually those teams are probably first, second, or third in their respective conference. I just don't think the Grizzlies, either collectively as a unit or any individual player on the Grizzlies, are going to play to that level with names such as Gobert, Giannis, Ben Simmons, and others still obviously in the league. But one thing that I do clearly think is within reach for this Grizzlies team is one of their players getting an All-NBA defensive team nod. And the one that truly stands out as having the best chance for that is Dylan Brooks. But besides Brooks' talent itself, which we'll get to in a second, it's the fact that the Grizzlies have a platform to build off of from last season. Last year, the Grizzlies finished 9th in defensive rating in the NBA. They were a legitimate top 10 defense. When they were at their best was when they were leading the league in turnovers forced per game in the first half of the season. And when they were able to have a fully healthy roster, when they had Justice Winslow, Dylan Brooks, Kyle Anderson, De'Anthony Melton all healthy, this Grizzlies team was actually a top five defense. So last year, you had the Grizzlies finish as a top 10 defense. They were doing it because they were opportunistic. They were creating turnovers, which got this team out on the run, where they also are elite compared to the rest of the NBA. It allowed for them to score high percentage looks at the rim regularly and allowed for them to get that possession advantage that this team is going to need to win. So when the Grizzlies defense is among the most opportunistic and effective in the league at creating turnovers, that's when this Grizzlies team is probably playing at its best. And last year, this Grizzlies team showed they could consistently do that. But take that type of production from last year, and now consider the fact that you're going to have a full year, hopefully, of a healthy Jaren Jackson Jr. You're going to have De'Anthony Melton, who arguably is your most impactful defender, in an expanded role, meaning more minutes on the court this year. And you also bring in Steven Adams, who, at least compared to Jonas Valanciunas, has a better defensive reputation. You're adding positive values to a defense that already was top 10 last year. So not only do the Grizzlies have a top 10 defense last year, they're adding valuable pieces to it to make it even stronger this year, but the secret to their success of being a top defense in the league is through being opportunistic and creating turnovers. So it's not only the fact that the Grizzlies team itself is very good defensively, it's how they're doing it. They're producing tangible results. And if you have Dylan Brooks or De'Anthony Melton or perhaps Jaren Jackson Jr. as the centerpiece of that, you have a platform where an individual player could easily be in the conversation for an All-NBA defensive team honor. Dylan Brooks did get a few votes for All-NBA second team last year, so he certainly is starting to build a reputation. A second straight year of him being the leader of a top defense in the league, that mixes both reputation and production now, and that's the type of recipe that could allow for Dylan Brooks to have a solid resume for an All-NBA defensive team nod. Another avenue for a player to get get there is De'Anthony Melton. Last year, Matisse Thybulle made the All-NBA second team because in 20 minutes of action per game, he was so impactful defensively, especially when it came to creating turnovers. I'm not saying that De'Anthony Melton will produce turnovers at that rate. But if you give him 25 to 30 minutes a night, I do think De'Anthony Melton can create enough havoc on defense where he could be among the lead leaders in steals, and that could allow for him to enter the conversation. And of course, Jaren Jackson Jr.'s ability to at times be an anchor, but also his ability to create turnovers, if he really takes a step forward defensively, that could allow him to be in the conversation as well. And of course, getting back to the idea that when this Grizzlies defense is opportunistic, they're leading the league in turnovers, that usually correlates with how the Grizzlies playing good basketball. So if the Grizzlies defense takes a step forward, say they're a top 6 or 7 defense in the league, they're leading the league in forced turnovers per game, and that is how they're once again exceeding expectations, I think that if that type of scenario develops, you truly could see one of Dylan, De'Anthony Melton, or Jaren Jackson Jr. firmly in the conversation of getting an All-NBA defensive team nod. And as we know with Dylan, with how he mentioned before last season, an All-NBA defensive team nod certainly is a goal of his. You have to know the motivation is there. I think that the most logical way for this Grizzlies team this year to go yesterday, like we discussed, the most logical way for the Grizzlies this year to have a winning record is for them to have one of the better defenses in the NBA. And if they can do that by being opportunistic and leading the league once again in forced turnovers per game, that's a tangible statistic that shows their defensive worth. They've done it for a second straight season, and if they can continue to improve in their half-court defense and in advanced analytics, which they did as the season went along, if they could build off last year and continue to progress this year, you could finally see a Grizzly, hopefully Dylan Brooks, be in the conversation for an All-NBA defensive team selection. Along this same train of thought, where the Grizzlies' youth provides a platform for multiple Grizzlies to be in the most improved conversation, perhaps, and where the Grizzlies' excellent defense from last year, building off of that, could put a few Grizzlies in an All-NBA defensive team conversation this year, the Grizzlies' bench being among the best in the league under Taylor Jenkins, I also think that could produce a surprise contender or two when it comes to the NBA Sixth Man of the Year award. The unfortunate thing when it comes to NBA individual awards each season is that there usually are multiple deserving candidates. It's hard to pick just one to award the recognition to. Well, the great thing is that with Built Bar, the protein bar that tastes like a candy bar, the best tasting protein bar out there on the market, you have so many different choices that make sense as the one for you to enjoy, but none of them are bad. And the great thing is you can enjoy any of them. Have them in the morning as breakfast, in the afternoon as a snack. Over 18 different flavors to choose from Built.com. And if you go to Built.com right now, you also can put in the promo code LOCKED15 and get 15% off your next order from Built Bar. Once you make these snacks a part of your day, I think it's going to make your day better. Go to Built.com, put in the promo code LOCKED15 and get 15% off your next order from Built Bar. Obviously, football is finally back. We had the college football opening weekend this past weekend. It's here to stay for multiple months, and of course, just a few days away from the opening of the 2021 NFL season. As always, BetOnline is your number one spot for all the pro and college football action this season. Get all the updated odds, props, and contests, including online's biggest $500,000 NFL mega contest and the world's largest $200,000 NFL survivor contest open now at BetOnline. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 100% welcome bonus when you use the promo code LOCKEDON. Be sure to take advantage of their opening day super promo. Make a bet on the Thursday, September 9th opener between the Super Bowl champion Buccaneers and the Dallas Cowboys, and if you lose, your wager will be refunded up to $25 for new customers only when signing up and using promo code NFL100. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports. BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbooks experts. Visit BetOnline.ag today. So we're discussing betting banter from Beal, looking at a lot of fun potential odds that are out there for individual Grizzlies to be in the yearly award conversations during the 2021-2022 NBA season. We've discussed how, because the Grizzlies are young, they could have multiple players who could put together a campaign to be in the conversation for most improved player. While a few Grizzlies, and Jaren Jackson Jr. and Dylan Brooks, are in the top 20 odds of being Defensive Player of the Year, a more likely scenario could be if the Grizzlies once again have one of the better defenses in the league, maybe a Grizzly could earn All-NBA defensive honors. But for me, I also think a surprising area where you could see multiple Grizzlies actually put together a very intriguing resume for an individual award comes in the NBA Sixth Man of the Year conversation. Currently, over at BetOnline.ag, it's Brandon Clark that has the best odds of any Grizzlies player at being NBA Sixth Man of the Year, and he has the 37th best odds. A bit eye-opening to me when you consider the fact that the Grizzlies legitimately have had one of the five best defenses in the NBA over the 2 years that Taylor Jenkins has been at the helm. They were one of the best offensive producing benches during the 2019-2020 season, and last year among NBA benches, they were top five. They were top of the league in steals and top five in blocks. The two-way value that this Grizzlies bench may be the best in the league, and this bench certainly has the ability to be the best bench in the league this season. Well, as a result, I do feel that multiple Grizzlies could make sense as Sixth Man of the Year candidates this year. If the starting lineup were to be Ja Morant, Dylan Brooks, Kyle Anderson, Jaren Jackson Jr., and Steven Adams for much of the year, that means that players such as DeAnthony Melton and Brandon Clark will be coming off the bench. If Clark gets back to how he performed as a rookie, and obviously DeAnthony Melton is able to stay healthy and do what he did last year with his shooting plus his defensive impact, if the Grizzlies bench is among the best or the best in the NBA, and that is a big reason why this Grizzlies team is making a stronger playoff push than many may expect, I really do think that both Brandon Clark and DeAnthony Melton could be in the conversation when it comes to NBA Sixth Man of the Year. Now, a couple of things are, you know, there's a couple of relevant factors that would work against that logically. For one, typically you see the NBA Sixth Man of the Year be a part of a team that's in the top four of their respective conference in the playoff hunt. I don't think the Grizzlies reached that level this year. And with the fact that over the past 10 or 11 years, three of the awards have gone to Lou Williams. Three of the awards have gone to Jamal Crawford. You also saw Jordan Clarkson win it this past year. A lot of times the Sixth Man of the Year goes to the really good scoring option off the bench, the microwave scoring type of Sixth Man. That's not necessarily the type of value or the game that DeAnthony Melton or Brandon Clark provide. But if Brandon Clark once again gets back to his scoring efficiency from his rookie year and DeAnthony Melton were to shoot like he did last year and you see them both potentially getting 20 minutes a night, I clearly do think that they could be in the conversation, especially if the Grizzlies are exceeding expectations. So if both Clark and Melton are staying healthy and they're playing well enough to be in expanded roles where they potentially could get 20 minutes per night, you could certainly see them have the counting statistics, which seems to be a bit more meaningful in the Sixth Man of the Year award than other awards. You can combine the counting statistics with obviously the advanced analytics impact both make. If you can combine those together, you could get some strong cases for Sixth Man of the Year. Now, obviously, other players could be in that conversation as well. Maybe Desmond Bane, maybe Xavier Tillman, but I don't know if Tillman or Bane, at least in their second year, are going to have the ceiling as two-way impactful players off the bench that you had with DeAnthony Melton and Brandon Clark. We saw last year, though it won't be to that level with the Grizzlies, we saw last year how a team that had good depth and had a reliable 1-2 combination of the bench made such an impact in the fact that the Utah Jazz out of nowhere had the best record in the NBA last year. While the Grizzlies are not going to get anywhere close to that, one big boost for them to continue to exceed expectations and for them to once again be in the playoff hunt, despite being perhaps the youngest team in the league, is if they could have bounce back seasons from a player like Brandon Clark, as well as D'Anthony Melton sustaining his, you know, somewhat of a breakout season last year. If D'Anthony Melton can truly have a breakout season in an expanded role this year, and Brandon Clark can get back to the production that he showed during his rookie season, I really do think that you could have two candidates that could emerge from the Grizzlies in the Sixth Man of the Year conversations. And once again, due to individual improvement, I think that will be a big boost for the Grizzlies roster overall to exceed expectations and be in the playoff conversation. At the end of the day, the Grizzlies winning an individual award is highly unlikely. But the point is, when it comes to potential bets on the Grizzlies to maybe get some type of All-NBA defensive team nod or be in the conversation for one of these individual awards, is that the platforms are there. Their youth and the ability that many Grizzlies have shown in the past to improve quickly could lead to multiple candidates with solid Most Improved Player of the Year resumes. The Grizzlies being a top 10 defense last year, and the fact that it came from them being opportunistic and creating turnovers, if they could do that again this year, not only have they built their reputation, but now they're doing it in a way where the statistics as well as the impact back a Grizzly or two, having a solid chance at maybe an All-NBA defensive team nod. And then when it comes to the Grizzlies bench, we already know they're among the best benches in the NBA. If two of their more impactful talents off the bench, D'Anthony Melton or Brandon Clark, or maybe it's a surprise person like an Xavier Tillman, if the Grizzlies bench can stay strong and consistent and can give a boost to the roster, the Grizzlies roster itself exceed expectations, you could see one or two Grizzlies enter the Sixth Man of the Year conversation. Again, I think it's much more likely that these players are at least in the conversation more than their actual chances are there to win it. But if you place a bet on any of these players in any of these type of awards races this year, it could lead to a big payday if many things break right. But most importantly, if these individual players play to their talents. Obviously, tomorrow we're going to continue the betting banter from Beal theme this week, looking at some fun ways in which this Grizzlies team could set some team records this upcoming season, despite the fact they're going to be so young compared to the rest of the NBA. You can find myself at StatsSAC on Twitter. You can find the show at Locked On Grizz. Don't forget, you can find the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, the Odyssey app. Wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, that's where we will be. Listen, review, subscribe. Let us know what you think of the show. Until tomorrow, hope you have a great Wednesday, and we'll talk to you again soon here on the Locked On Grizzlies podcast.